Moon is Krishna Tritiya. Okay. Krishna Tritiya, so there is a little, there's some Pakshabala in that. I mean, it is still dark. Alright, Krishna Tritiya is still dark. Number one, Shrina Chandra. Number two, if you see, calm down. We'll try to finish at least one to three slides before lunch. Shrina Chandra, number one. Number two, it is placed in a Dustana. Remember the first slide that you did? Moon and 6, 8, and 12. So, Dustana Chandra, one. Shrina Chandra, two. Now in Trikona, in the fifth from it, you have Mangal. Very strong Mangal because it is in a Digbala. Ninth from it, you have Jupiter, Rahu and Saturn. So, very powerful malefic. Not only powerful malefic, that Jupiter is again forming Guru Chandala Yoga. So, that Jupiter has nothing as such over there. So, it is his mother died in his 11th year. And after that, he was adopted as the son of one of the other queens of his father. Okay? Okay. Now, this is a little concept on Graha Yoga. Now, last year in Baba, I think Justin was there. Was it last year or the year before last? I don't recall. Guruji gave a... Was it last year?
Yeah,
in Baba, when was it? Then the year before that he started. Year before that. So, year before that, when last year he did it. Last year he spoke of Graha Yoga. You were not there last year.
Oh, this year I was there.
Yes, year, right? Exactly. Yes. So, you will learn about Graha Yuga very well in your third year, that is year 2B, which these people have... Is everybody paying attention? Yeah. So, Graha Yuga you will learn in year 2B, okay, very properly. And apart from that, last year in Baba, Guruji gave a talk in Graha Yuga also. But 2B, of course, you had it. So, this is a simplified... Just, you know, to know how Graha Yugas also affect you. It says it's talking about Saturn and Mars actually. Again, your Yama Yoga comes in. When Shani and Mangal are closely conjunct within 1 degree in any Rashi and they are in Kendra to Moon, then the child is nursed by two mothers, yet does not survive. So this is a very peculiar condition. Shani and Mangal are in Graha Yuga. To be conjunct in 1 degree is called Graha Yuga. Okay? So Shani and Mangal are in Graha Yuga, that's very closely conjunct, wherever, whichever Rashi we are in, and it is in Kendra to Chandra, number two. Number three, this is just a condition. Shani and Mangal in Graha Yuga are placed in Kendra to the moon. Then the child is nursed by two or more mothers. So the mother is also nursing him and maybe some other person or maid or whatever is also nursing him. But despite it, the child doesn't survive. Why do you think?
The two, because the two in fourth bhava from the moon are trying to become mother. Yudha for to be the mother for that. So two, he is nursed by the two mothers. And why he does not survive?
No. What it's trying to say is when any two planets are in Graha Yuga, then you will have to see the fourth Rashi from it. Did you all do this?
No.
Yeah,
you all did it, right?
The battle
king. Jitendra, why didn't you tell us about the battle king?
Well, the Graha Yuga shows which two planets are fighting, right? And if they are in the same Trimshamsha, which is actually in the chart of destruction, which is 30 degrees divided by 30 is 1 degree. Yudha happens because it is in the same house, right? Or rather, same Trimshamsha. And the fourth is the house of everything, right? So where the Graha Yuga is happening, the actual physical location where it is happening is seen from the fourth because it is the natural fourth house. So
that is called the actual place of battle. So what is getting destroyed is the fourth from it. So where the battle is taking place, and Mars and Saturn is also Yama. Yama Yoga, it's forming a Yama. So it is fed by two mothers. They are saying it becomes the symbolic of Kartikeya, who is the god of war. Kartikeya had several mothers, you know, because his own mother and then he went away to the other mothers, the Kritikas. Seven mothers he had, not the seven stars of Kritika Nakshatra. That's why he's called Kartikeya. He's named after them. So they had, and they were really fond of him, and then he had, of course, Parvati. So the war is regarding, because Mars is over there, Yama Yoga will show the child will not die. So the moment, the house of battle from there is the fourth from it, that is regarding feeding. Remember we talked about the fourth from being the feeding also. So the battle is over feeding, and because Saturn and Mars is involved, moment Saturn and Mars get instigated and the Graha Yuddha happens, Yama Yoga is activated. Yama Yoga will cause death. That's why, despite having two mothers, it's a youth over there and there is death. If it was not Saturn and Mars, there would not have been death. Now, in this context, we will discuss Krishna's chart. Please draw a chart with Taurus Lagna. Draw a chart with Taurus Lagna. There is a Graha Yuddha between Jupiter and Mercury in the fifth house. Yeah, those two planets are in Graha Yuddha. Taurus Lagna. Okay, here. The Graha Yuddha is over here. Alright. Now, so where will the battle be? The battle will be in the fourth from it. It will be in Dhanu. Now Sagittarius or Dhanu Rashi is supposed to be a battlefield. It depicts a battlefield. Right. So here we are talking about an actual battlefield out here. Who are Jupiter and Mercury? Jupiter is the 11th lord over here. Showing friend. Somebody who is like a friend. This is Arjuna. Mercury over here is showing a weaker person, because the two planets are in a Graha Yuddha. The weaker person happens to be, or the younger person and the weaker person happens to be Duryodhana. So the Graha Yuddha is there between Arjuna and Duryodhana, representing, Arjuna is representing his side of the battle, Duryodhana is representing his side of the battle. Really was the thing between these two. Alright, and these planets are in Graha Yuddha, this resulted in the actual battle over here. But also what resulted from here is, of course, the Bhagavad Gita. The Jupiter and Mercury anywhere shows a holy book or a spiritual book. So the Jupiter and Mercury is the Bhagavad Gita out here. If you want the other planets are here. His sun is his Atmakarga. Okay? So this is in trines to the moon. So this is the battle between Arjuna and Duryodhana, resulting in the actual battle. And because of this Yuddha thing, he gave the Jupiter Mercury, which is the Bhagavad Gita. You can see Mercury is exalted over there, and it is in the fifth house. So though these multiple things come out of a certain combination, so though that is the Graha Yuddha between the two, but that Yuddha also gives a combined effect of Jupiter Mercury over there. There he had other combinations in the chart which will show why he will give the Gita and become a leader of men. So your Yamanamsa Yoga is there. We don't need to go into that. Alright, as per the purpose of Graha Yuddha, this is important. But here we say when Saturn and Mars is over there, then the very act that the child will be nursed by two mothers will trigger that Graha Yuddha, which happens to be Saturn and Mars and is a Yama. So here is the combination of the two planets are also taking effect. That is why I showed you Krishna's chart. Graha Yuddha is between Jupiter and Mercury, Arjuna and Duryodhana. But because of this and whatever battle may ensue, but the Jupiter and Mercury together is a combination of the holy book. So that combination also got triggered, the yoga Guru Buddha Yoga, it is also Guru Shishya Yoga. So how did the holy book also come about as Guru Shishya Yoga, with him giving the knowledge to his Shishya Arjuna? But anywhere Jupiter and Mercury is the holy book. So all these things, this combination is triggering. Similarly over here, when it is Saturn and Mangal in Graha Yudha, placed in whatever Kendra from Moon, it is triggering that nursing, two nurses. But while the two nurses are being triggered, it is triggering the yoga of Yama. The Saturn Mars, which is Yama Yoga. That is why death will happen. The yoga itself is getting activated also. Just the way the yoga itself got activated, but we got something very beautiful here. Okay? Here's a chart of somebody called Anthony Wayne. Alright? Anthony Wayne has seen the combination Saturn Mars. Here's Saturn Mars and Ketu actually. In the 10th from the moon. Moon is in Mikvara, you can see it very clearly. So, conjoined Virgo Lagna, Kendra to Moon. Mad Anthony was a US general and definitely an incarnation of Skanda, the god of war. Hundreds of counties, cities, towns, rivers, roads, buildings, institutions, structures are named after him. Saturn Mars and Graha Yudha and Virgo. So now see how this has worked out. He has Saturn Mars and along with it Ketu is also there. It is in Lagna. So it is defining a certain, very much aspect of his life. It is Kendra to Moon. But if you see the fourth form, it is the actual battle. Again it is Dhanu depicting actual battle. So he, because Ketu is also there, and it is in Lagna, this person was known as the god of war. And that he has, so this yoga, Yama Yoga, where he completely unleashed himself as Yama. He himself got transformed as Yama. Right? Because it's in Lagna. And that's why it gave him so much of fame, because Lagna gives you fame and name. And just see, hundreds of counties, cities, towns, rivers, roads, buildings, institutions, structures are named after him. See how the yogas are activated. In all the three charts, it is the yogas which are getting activated. Now the same combination of Saturn and Mars in a slightly different yoga, giving you a different combination, Unmada Yoga. Unmada Yoga is Saturn in Lagna, Mars in 7th house, Moon in 6th house. This is called Unmada Yoga. This is a very classic combination. And it also says that the father doesn't live long. Okay? Now we'll explain this thing together, because why Saturn and how Saturn is affecting. But if you notice, Saturn is placed 8th from Chandra. So isn't that a conduction position? All of you know that, right? When Shani is transiting 8th from Moon or Lagna, it is conduction. Ashtama Shani, whatever. And 8th from Moon is pretty bad. Because 8th from Moon, it really affects the health. Right? So that means here the position of that is 8th from Moon. Okay? It is 8th. Lagna. 8th from Moon. So there is Ashtam Shani. And where is that Shani? That Shani is in Lagna. Okay, the Shani is in Lagna. So that means it is already damaging the Lagna. It is Madhanakarak Sthana. Okay? Moon is in the 6th house. 6th house placement of Moon is bad because it is a Dusthana placement. And you specifically have Mangal in the 7th form. That is a specific combination. Completely the mind, dhi, everything is gone.
Mars is also in case.
Saturn is in case, Mars is in case. And Mars is second from Moon. If you recall, there was one shloka, I don't know which one it was, I did, where there was that Mars in the second house and something. From where Moon in the sixth, there is one shloka. Today only I did it. Earlier it went up. Because second from Moon is a feeling. If the feeling is not good, then things go awry. Malefic like Mars in the second from Moon, it will completely destroy the feeling. So, and here the mind is gone. The mind is gone, and the head also Lagna is gone. Total Unmada. Why it is affecting the father, I haven't spoken about it. Because over there, Saturn, you can see 4-10 axis if you want to see. The 10th house affair is aspected by Saturn and Mars. That Unmada Yoga, Shani and Mangal, both have Purna Drishti of the 10th house. So it is affecting the father as well. But it is basically it's a common combination we read in all charts. It's Yama Yoga, but it affects the mind in a very bad way.
Both of them are in Varun Karan's
family. Yeah. And the moon is also in a bad man. It's 8 from the moon. So the moon is damaged and the lagna is damaged. Addicted or passionate about something caused by Saturn in lagna and Mars in the 7th house. The remedy is to meditate on Shreem. We always say if you have Mars in the 7th house, the remedy is Shreem. Because the 7th house represents the Bhuloka. It is the Bhu. And Mars is Bhumiputra. Nobody can control or pacify Mars like Shreem, which is the bija both for moon and for Shukra. But particularly this is for, because it's Venus that is controlling over here. Shreem bija. Negative Mars can always be removed by Shreem bija. Okay, now here we have something about Shadriku out here. Remember we were talking about Shadriku? You all can really study about this, the internal enemies which I talked about. These are the Shadrikus. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Moha, Matsarya. Remember we talked about it when we did the 6 seasons? So these are the, and what are the names of it? Kama is desire, Krodha is anger, Lobha is greed, Mada is passion, Moha is infatuation, and Matsarya is envy. Here the spelling is wrong, he's corrected, it's Matsarya. Matsarya. Alright, and here we put the season. The Vasanta, Grishma, Varsha, Sharad, Hemanta, and Shishira. The seasons has been given over there for you. What we were discussing, I think, yesterday, was it? When we talked about the 6 Vedangas. So this Mada, the Saturn, in that Mother Yoga, it is this mother that it is activated over here. Alright, to go completely insane by some passion. They say, in India we definitely have this, that when an elephant, a male elephant, a tusker, goes into heat, that its mating season comes, it secretes a certain hormone from a gland over here. And when that hormone is being secreted, he goes completely mad. He is the most dangerous at the time. So, the local word that is used in India, because we have a lot of elephants in India, the local word that is used is that the elephant is in must. That is the term that is used, that elephant is in must. So, must elephant is the most dangerous thing. He doesn't see what is in front. I mean, he's completely and absolutely dangerous animal. A must animal. So, the Saturn, that is the mother. That is a complete... passion which has become insane. There the elephant actually becomes insane. If you are in front of him, he'll kill you. So that is the kind of insanity we are talking about. The mother. So in Mada Yoga, Shani and that combination, Shani activates that kind of
These 6 seasons carry this energy, this kind of energy.
Of course, the 6 seasons are related to the Shadripus, which are your 6 internal enemies, which is rooted in your 6th house. And these internal enemies are this. This slide is there. For this, you need to study further. You can do research on it, read more on it. But as I told you, it's in all our advanced studies, the 6 enemies come into play all the time. Very important. And the, yes, Ritus are carrying the energy of this. So here it is. Why are they showing this over here? That because Saturn is the significator of this Shadripus. Why Saturn is the significator? Because Shadripus are internal enemies. They are what? Ripu means enemy, Shad means 6. They are sins. They are 6 internal sins or papas that we have. That is why, where sin is concerned, Saturn is the karaka for sin.
Weakness.
Okay, that is what, sorry?
Weakness.
These are sins, not just weaknesses, it is sins. It's because of these that we are born. And when you do Jyotish in more advanced, you will learn that you are born because of one of these sins. When it is too strong, that sin has brought you down to this earth. And Saturn is the karaka, that's why Saturn has brought you down to this earth. Okay, so that is why Saturn is the overall karaka for all the Shadripus. Now it says that where Mars is placed in Rashi, you have to note that the Rashi where Mars is placed, and it says that if there is Jupiter or Saturn Drishti on it, Jupiter will give too much opportunity and Saturn will give too much of frustration. Too much of opportunity, why? Because so that you can give, suppose it is Lobha. Too much of Jupiter, the Lobha will expand. Although Jupiter is the balancing factor. So these are all in very advanced studies. We are just introducing the topic to you so you know there's something like this. And it's very crucial to our Jyotish study. Okay?
And what is this A and B? Ausandos?
Houses. Spring is from the 12th and the 1st house. Summer is the 2nd and 3rd house, that is Taurus and Gemini. Varsha is Cancer and Leo. Sharat is Virgo and Libra. Hemanta is Scorpio and Dhanu. And Shishira is Capricorn and Aquarius. That's ruled by Saturn. Remember, we discussed it a little bit. So that gives you the indication of the planets which are controlling. This is Saturn out here. That is Mars and Jupiter. Remember, we talked about the harvest of Virgo. Yeah, that is that. This is the detailed slide of that. No, that is when it will not be bad. Chandra in Kona and all will support it and then it will not be too bad. Yeah, if Chandra, this Saturn and Mars is in the Kona of Chandra, it is not good. Yeah.
This is natural zodiac for each person.
No, natural, it's the signs.
Only signs?
Yeah.
For each.
It is the signs. This is for you to understand. No. Shadripu is in the 6th house. For everybody. Alright, for everybody Shadripu is in the 6th house. So when you read, this is the understanding of the Shadripu, the deeper concept for you to understand it. How the seasons, etc. mapped in, what are the signs for the season, that's for you to understand. Shadripu you will learn later in more advanced classes. And in Shadripu, like planets in 6th house, malefic planets in 6th house, back, all planets in 6th house will indicate some Ripu or the other. Alright, so there is a mapping of the Shadripu with the planets. So if you have a planet in 6th house, definitely that Ripu is there. We all have Ripus, but in greater detail it will be there in some higher focused power.
Except
okay.
Sattva grahas won't have Ripus.
Huh?
Except Sattva grahas.
All grahas have Ripus. Sun and moon may not have, all other grahas have Ripus. Jupiter has Ripus. Sun and moon because they are luminaries. If you say Sattva graha, Jupiter is also Sattva graha. Jupiter is very much a Sattva graha. Jupiter has huge Ripus. But we are not doing, yeah, tell me.
Is some planet gives some particular sense?
Yeah. All the six sins we've matched into the planets. Yeah, you have to see this. I can't tell you right now because this is a kind of class exercise that you have to do. See, this is, you know, you want little bit of everything. You don't want to study it in great detail. When it comes, you'll have to do, because then you'll have to do it as a class exercise. Alright, Ripus is a very serious thing. It is mentioned here and you'll do it and planets are mapped to it. For example, he's talked about Jupiter. So we can say, does Jupiter map into greed? Will Jupiter map into greed or some other planet or Rahu will map into greed? It is difficult to this thing. So it's a class exercise that you will eventually be doing once we understand what all the six Ripus are. But now you need to know this is an important thing and an important concept.
And Chandra supports Kona plus second house.
Chandra supports Kona plus second houses. I'm not going to explain in great detail because, you know, we have a lot more slides to go through. But basically, whatever planets are there in the Kona of Chandra, they are malefics. If Saturn and Mars are there, and we did that, then definitely that yoga is going to be activated. We've read whatever is in the Kona of Chandra will get activated. Here, it's basically trying to tell you why Saturn and Mars, the Unmada yoga we did, why Saturn is Unmada. Saturn is causing this must because Saturn is the overall karaka of the Shadripus and causes that kind of must, that madness. That is why we had to tell you about the Shadripus. Alright? But since it is not a Shadripu class, it is not part of your syllabus right now. So I can't stop the class and spend the next day teaching you Shadripu. Most of you want me to do that for every point. Ayanamsha, Shadripu, right now. I can't do it. You want to learn everything that is not part of PJC 1. Okay, just see, this is a chart of somebody called Jackie Robinson. You will learn it. There is a time. You are not ready to learn that. You are just introduced that such a concept is there. Okay? Why Saturn is causing that Unmukta? This is the chart of somebody called Jackie Robbins. And does it fit the
yes.
shloka? It
does. Saturn ascended in Mars in 7, that would be in MKS, and Moon is in the 6.
Moon is in the 6.
And so, also Saturn, Rahu and Mars, they are in exchange.
Rahu and Mars is in exchange. That's an interesting observation. So we have this thing over here. He was born which year first? Can somebody see the year? 1919. Yeah, 31st January 1919. Okay. Mars in 7 and Marankar, it started with Moon in 6,000. In second year, that is in 1920, his father left the family. Alright. With mother and four siblings, he moved to Pasadena in California. Mother again indicates passion, and Jackie Robinson was passionate about Major League Basketball. Since Venus joins Mars, the Shatrughnu will manifest through progeny. Alright, now this is a difficult chart to study. What it is given, he had this, but also said it can cause the death of the father. So what happened immediately after he was born, the father left the family. Death can occur in different ways, right? So he left the family, they had no contact with the mother. And the mother took all the children and moved to California. And we are constantly saying that this Saturn is this mother, that this Jackie Robinson was absolutely passionate and obsessed about Major League Football. And that this obsession is also supported in the Navamsha. You need those supports over there. And it said that since Venus joins Mars, the Shatrughnu will manifest through progeny. Why do you think it has said that the Shatrughnu will manifest through progeny? Basically, what you will need to do here, the main factor, is that if Saturn is giving him an obsession about something, a passion about something, alright, and it is sort of instigating that mother factor, you need to study. In what we do in the courses when these things are up, you need to go and do Google research and study more about these people's life, and see exactly, and you will see how the things will come out. Maybe he did completely crazy things by his basketball and all such things were concerned. Okay, now there we get some information. So the information says, it's from Wikipedia, his eldest son Jackie Robinson had emotional trouble during childhood. Unmada yoga, right? Emotional trouble in childhood and had to join special education school. Then he enrolled in the army in search of a disciplined environment, served in the Vietnam War, was wounded in action, and after his discharge, he had serious drug problems. Okay? Then in 71, at the age of 24, he was killed in an automobile accident. So the experience with his son's drug addiction turned Robinson Sr. into an avid anti-drug crusader towards the end of his life. And he was always passionate about something. First baseball, and then after retirement, it became fight against drug abuse. Complications of heart disease and diabetes weakened Jackie and made him blind by middle age, because Venus is Lord of 10th house, which is afflicting the Unmada yoga. You saw Venus was with Mars in the chart. Look at your chart, it's in the previous slide. Venus is with Mars in the 7th house. So because Venus is the 10th lord, and if you recall, 1st, 8th and 10th have to do with longevity, Venus is in the 10th lord, it afflicted and was involved in this Unmada yoga, he went almost completely blind by the time he was in the middle age. And in 72, he died of a heart attack. He was aged 53 when he died. Okay? So this is the obsession that gave him. And the obsession was regarding his son. These are all for you all to do further studies. Marriage and father's life. Okay, it's 12:15. Let's go for lunch. We'll come back at, 2. Okay? Because we are breaking late, we'll come back at 2 and then we'll finish everything today. Alright, these slides are where the slides were important. I went through it. Right? where it doesn't require too much of attention, but you can study on your own. I skipped over that. Two.